This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
Shoot, it was a big damn deal. I was like, golly.
9.
Look, I love metal, but I ain't wearing the damn vest, all right?
8.
My pets are a little strange. My cat loves to kill lizards, and my puppy loves to eat lipstick.
And Fat Boy.
You know, when people say to me, slow down, enjoy your food. First off, it's not going in your mouth, so don't worry about it. Second off, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't have f***ing bought it.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks!
Jeff has put 4 stars by this guy. Like, hurry up and take this one.
Yep.
So let's go to P1 Monkey Bartender. Good morning.
Hey, morning, y'all.
How you, sir?
I'm okay. Mostly okay.
Okay. Mostly okay. I think I could agree.
Well,
I can say that, too. I'm mostly okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty fine.
Mostly. Anyway, what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, it's kind of like you're talking about gifts and stuff. Got some concerns about my girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay, well, you don't know what to get her for Christmas?
No, not really. We've been dating about 7 months. You know, we've been going, it's been getting on now. We're going to really get along really well. I mean, I like her. She likes me. Her family likes me. I like her family. It's rolling pretty smooth.
Yeah.
The problem is she had people buying her presents from her job, kind of.
Okay.
But they're not just buying presents for her. They're buying presents for me and her whole family, but they don't realize it.
Oh.
All right. What's her job?
She's a cam girl.
Now, see,
like a webcam girl.
A year ago, I wouldn't have known what that was.
Cam girl, yeah.
Cam girl.
Yeah.
Cam shows.
Right. Like, oh, yep. You know, well, at first when I heard about it, I was like, oh, this is like Obama girl. This is like big fans of Cam Newton.
No,
not quite.
Yeah. Right. Webcam meaning she will get naked on private videos.
Yes. Many P1s do this. Many.
Really?
Way more than you'd imagine. Fat Boy, you probably know
this. Hey, man, I'll tell you. She pulls down some good money. She does it 2 or 3 times a week and makes a pretty good chunk of cash.
Okay. And you don't have a problem with that itself, or is that what you have a problem
with? No, man, no.
Okay. Now, the reason I know about this is because of Anthony Weiner. And I was looking up.
I'm just laughing at his name.
Well, yeah. Of all things,
I can't
of
help
course.
It, man.
But I was looking up, what he did and things like that. And it was talking about how you buy almost like a debit card and it has coins on there. And you give the coins to the girl and it's currency.
It's like playing an EA Sports video game.
Yeah, and if your time's running out, you add more coins and this and that.
Boy, it's just like playing an EA Sports video game.
Sure. Now, sir, you say she does it 2 or 3 times a week and makes a pretty good chunk of change. Is that what is a good chunk of change? I mean, I know you don't want to say the dollar amount, but
I wouldn't. You can go make a week's salary plus. I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too specific.
Working a few days a week, a few hours a day, likely. She's not working an 8-hour
shift. No. It's not like she ain't putting in no 8-hour day. Yeah.
That's okay.
Good call. So what?
I'd get cold being that naked.
Yeah, just bored too. Yeah. I'm tired of it. Yeah. What? So what? What do you have what's your problem here? Is it you feel like it's ill-gotten money or?
She decided. She got the idea to put her. You know, you got the Amazon wish list stuff like that.
Oh,
she posted her wish list.
Yeah, that's popular for the webcam girls to put their wish list up online. You know?
Well, also, but P1 Monkey Bartender. I don't know if you heard yesterday. Jeff has a wish list,
he does.
And it's kind of hard to read. But the
He's
point
got thongs
is,
on his, too.
He does have thongs on his. Now, what you're saying is she will put what the... Okay, go ahead. I'm trying to read into this too much. What happens with this?
Well, like I said, she posted her Amazon wish list on you know, her webcam site. And the thing is, she didn't just post the wish list for the stuff that she wants. She like all her Christmas shopping is on that list. So people are buying stuff for her, for me, her dad, her aunt's dog, all this man.
Sorry.
You're all right. We dumped out.
Come on, monkey.
So these guys or people, I'm sure it's not just men, really women as well. These people are buying stuff. Yeah, not, man, that would be weird. If I were you, I'd think that would be weird.
It's a little weird. Yeah, it's a little weird.
Why is it any more weird, though? And look, I'm totally playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I could not deal with this on a jealousy level.
Hell no. Ain't for me.
No, but if, you know, what's the difference if, you know, she's going and working at a, you know, a Hallmark store, you know, and she's making this money, and with that money, she goes and buys your gifts. Kind of, she's saving time. She's saving time.
Okay, well, yeah, I see that. But then, okay, so how about if a... The people that are working at a Hallmark store, before they buy that gift, and I say after they buy that gift, and before they wrap it and send it to you, they've been touching themselves.
That's true.
Oh, please.
I mean, makes it all the better.
That's why they're watching the webcam. That's why they're watching it. We know why they're watching it is for that one thing.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with them, you know, wiping their hands all over my Call of Duty World War II game.
Yeah, but when
they're playing it.
No, that's not the way it works.
They're not physically touching it, obviously.
They drop shit.
Yeah, I know, but still, man, it's like a bug in my head, and it's driving me crazy.
Well, she's getting all... these are presents that aren't from her. These are presents from people who watch her naked on a webcam. Like, what's she doing with the money she's making off of this? Because she isn't using that to buy Christmas presents. She's having all these people who watch her cam shows buy the presents.
It's the same thing.
Now, it could be considered smart, but I don't know. I think it's like oddly dishonest on some level, almost.
Kind of.
There's
like
something just wrong about it.
A little bit creepy.
On who's? Oh, wait, real quick. Who's being dishonest though?
Again, it isn't straight up a lie, but there's some dishonesty about it.
Well, look, you're screaming a lot, buddy. I'm just trying to ask, why is that is it dishonest to the guy who's sitting there, you know, or girl who's pleasuring themselves? Is it dishonest to them to think that gift they bought was for the girl rather than, you know, her aunt's dog?
No. They're basically a John on the other side of a keyboard. I'm not concerned with their role in this as much, but it's almost like, hey, here's these presents I got you that were actually purchased by these dudes who watch me naked on a camera.
Don't matter.
It's unsettling to me. You could be cool with it. A lot of people would be.
I wouldn't be cool with it, but I'm saying it's not dishonest.
I think it almost it enters into the realm of dishonesty.
Yeah.
It isn't a lie, but it's something like... something in that same realm about it.
Yeah.
And ain't kosher.
I understand the moral thing and how you couldn't take something like that, but as long as it's legal, it's really not dirty money, is it?
No.
No, it's all legal.
No. Look, you remember the time we did the charity car wash at the strip club, and then the charity we were doing it for would not take the money. And they were just out there in bikinis and stuff. So, I mean, people can do that, but to me, look, I'm not being argumentative with you, sir, but if you had no problem with her doing it before, you probably didn't have any problem with her taking that money and buying dinner or ordering a UFC pay-per-view or any of that stuff. But now it is creepy, but it's really no different. I think that maybe you're just coming to terms with you don't like the fact she maybe is doing this. Because I'm telling you from the heart, I would not be able to. I would want to sit there in the room over off camera watching and make sure there's nothing else going on.
I even think about it, like in terms of, you know, if some dude is like, look, if you happen to know some guy thinks that your girlfriend is attractive and he has said something to that effect, but not anything too far. That's fine. But then don't you take exception when he starts like buying her presents or. Like
giving her money in general.
Yeah, I think that gets into that. That's where it gets weird. Is where it gets to be like if she's just making money.
She's a volunteer cam girl. You have no issues with.
Well, if she's making money off the webcam, I think that's all right. But then it gets a little creepy when it's like these personal gifts from people. That's what makes it weird. It's just that.
It's weird for sure.
Especially when it's like Legos for children.
extra gratis.
Yeah, I know. But it's still, though, it's... Do you think, like, sir, again, just playing devil's advocate, if you go to dinner with her and she pays, you know, I don't know if you go back and forth on that or whatever, but if she pays, are you sitting there thinking about, you know, the 10 minutes of work she had to do?
If it's just cash, it don't get in my mind. But when, for some reason, just having that thing, that object, that's what makes me crazy, thinking that, you know, they had their hands on it. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I totally see your point. I mean, is this a thing? Is this a girl that maybe one day you're going to want to settle down with as far as marriage?
Yeah, you want to have a bunch of naked dudes pay for your wedding?
I've been thinking about it. We've been going out a long time. I'm in love with her.
Yeah. That can make the wedding registry a little odd.
Yeah, you can webcam the honeymoon, pay for the whole damn thing. Come about a week in Hawaii.
Down payment on a house, whole nine yards.
I ain't doing no cam wedding.
It's weird for sure.
Now, somebody did text in, I'd be creeped out. They had my address. We almost got into that, Matt. When you buy something off a wish list or like a wedding registry on Amazon,
drop ships.
Yeah, I sent something to Turtle when he got married. Yeah. I still don't know his address. It wouldn't give me his address.
Really?
No, so I don't know where he lives, but I still send him a present to wherever it is.
He lives at the Honey Baked Ham Spartanburg location.
Oh, okay.
24/7.
Yeah. He actually lives on top of the oven back there.
I got him a rack to put records on.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, P1 Monkey Bartender. Is this something you're going to address with her, or are you just asking our opinion that, hey, you know, should this be bothering me? What's the
deal? I just had to talk. I had to talk to somebody because, I mean, I don't necessarily want to bring it up with her right now. Yeah. I mean.
But is it going to bother you less? Because these presents are probably going to keep coming to your house.
Gross. Why don't we do this? You ain't going to be bartending anywhere anytime soon. You got a couple minutes to hold on, Monkey?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold on for us, because there's some folks who want to talk about it. And several folks are saying this is the ultimate regifting. No, it's not.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
We need two people to play our our annual Turkey Day Spelling Bee. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go first to line one. Greenville's very own Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes, I'm starting this. All right. There's someone else wants to play against you, and that's Easley's very own P1 Round Sound. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
Great.
Good. Good, good, good.
All right.
Here's the way we're going to play the Turkey Day Spelling Bee. I have a list of turkey words, words associated with Thanksgiving, things like that. When you know how to spell the word, you will scream your name. For instance, if Josh wanted to spell it, Nine, what would Josh say?
He'd say Josh.
Right.
Josh.
He'd say Josh.
Josh.
Something like that, he'd say.
Josh.
All right. So
the other guy would say his own name as well.
Of course.
Yeah. So other guy, you don't say Josh.
Like, I'll do an example one. Like, let's see. Let me think of an example that I'll give the room. So let's pretend that Nine and Fatboy are playing.
I would say Nine's name and then guess wrong on purpose.
No, you would say Fatboy and then guess wrong. We're trying to get it right.
The word is Worcestershire.
Nine.
Or Worcester. Or whatever how you say it. How do you spell that word, Jim?
W-O-R-C-E-S-T-R. I-S-H-I-R-E?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I lost it. If I was writing it down, I might have got it.
Yeah.
Man, I want to pass.
Worcestershire, right?
You want to pass to Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Oh, Lord. W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R-S-H-I-R-E?
Kind of body.
What?
Yeah! Oh, he wasn't just reading it off a mess.
I had my hand over it.
You looked at it for 3 minutes before you put your hand on it.
A very short-term memory. He wouldn't have remembered that. No way. All the chair shots.
See that for you.
I was calling shenanigans.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, he's got CTE. It's true. All right, so.
Them giant eyeballs, he can see it fine.
It's kind of the rundown. What was the word?
No, where was the word at?
Oh, Lord God.
Right you did,
I can't see that far.
Walk over there and see if you can see
I'm
there.
Just busting your balls. Your defense being so heartfelt means you were cheating.
Okay.
Listen, it's 33 days till Christmas.
I'm proud of you, Jeff.
Get the spirit of the season in your body.
Yeah. He hates you. He told me so.
I'm just messing with Jeff. I love Jeff.
Okay, could we get serious about this damn turkey spelling bee?
We gotta start the spelling bee, Jeff.
Okay, thank you. All right, word number one.
Jeff.
Word number one for Josh and P1 Round Sound. Word number one is casserole.
Rush.
Judges?
Round Sound.
You heard Round Sound first? All right, Round Sound, spell casserole.
I did, because it sounded like Rosh, so yeah.
C-A-S-S-E-R-O-L-E.
That's correct, sir.
All right.
That's correct. All right.
C-A-S-A-R-O-L.
No. All right. Here we go. Word number two. Jeff, what's the score?
1-0. Round Sound's in the lead.
Word number two. Massachusetts.
Josh.
Josh.
M-A-S-S-A-C-H-U-T-E-S.
Ooh, sorry.
It's incorrect. Round Sound for the win.
Oh.
Or for the steal.
Okay. M-A-S-S-E-C-H-U-E-T-T-S.
No, I'm sorry. Jeff, what are you laughing at? Jeff, you spell it.
Nah, I can't. I'm not even going to try.
Give it a go, Jeff.
I give it a pass to Fat Boy.
M-A-S-A-C-H-E-W-S-I-T-S.
It's incorrect as well. All right. Anyone in the room? Or you want me to move on? Can't spell it. It's tough. It's the hardest. It's the hardest state for me.
C-H-U-S-E-T-T-S. Massa.
C-H-U-S.
E-T-T-S. After Massa, which is obviously
easy.
M-A-S-S.
M-A-S-S-A-C-H-U-S-E-T-T-S.
The shoe sits is the hard part to spell.
That's why they all just call it math. I live up here in math.
Did you homeschool at Harvard?
Right. All right, so right now, P1 Round Sound still leads 1-0. All right, here we go. Word number three in the Turkey Day Spelling Bee. Word number three is cornucopia.
Ron.
All right. Who was that? Ron?
Ron.
Round Sound.
Ron. Round Sound. Okay. Ron's quicker. Ron's a lot quicker to say, man.
Yeah, you can say Ron.
Well, we'll change it.
Round Ron.
All right, Ron, go ahead. Spell the word cornucopia.
C-O-R-N-A-C-O-P-I-A.
No! Josh? I believe somebody in the background told you he's wrong.
Leave it, boy.
Josh, would you like to give cornucopia a go?
Yeah, sure. C-O-R-N-U-C-O-P-I-A.
That's right.
Good job. We got a tie game.
We do have a tie. We do have a tie. Josh and Ron now. Ron now. Leading.
No!
They're tied. Ron.
Nervous.
Someone's breathing very, very heavily.
Oh, it's me.
No, I'm okay. All right. Word number four.
Got sleep apnea.
Of the Turkey Day spelling bee is rhubarb.
Ron.
Ron.
R-H-U-R-B-A-R-B.
That's incorrect.
Ah.
Josh, you want to give it a try?
Yeah, R-H-U-B-A-R-B.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
All right, so Josh. Hey, Ron's a good sport. He's a good sport.
He's laughing about, rhubarb.
Jeff, is Josh leading 2-1?
He is.
Also. All right, here we go. That means that Josh could win it or Ron could tie it up with the word. Nine, which one of these? That one? That one or that one?
Ah, man.
One, two, or three?
R-O-N.
I like number three. I also like number one. Either one of those.
Okay. Word number four, I believe we're on. The next word is giblets.
Ron.
Ron?
Yes. G-I-B-L-E-T.
Judges?
No. Hell no. Absolutely blank and not.
All right.
Man, it's hard being Scripps
Josh,
Howard.
For the win, spell. Go.
G-I-B-L-E-T-S.
For the win, That's correct.
Who won?
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale.
Welcome. Thank you, Matthew.
Happy Cyber Monday.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. We got some good best damn audio for you this morning. Pretty good stuff.
Who is we? This is you.
This is me.
This is all you.
But we all get to, you know, present it, sort of.
Yes.
We'll start out with, boy, Steve Harvey and the Miss Universe pageant.
That was that this weekend?
I guess so.
Yeah, it was last night.
Okay. Thank you.
I remember seeing it was. Promo during football.
Oh. Okay. Well, this time, Steve Harvey did a fine job hosting it, I guess. I didn't watch it, but nobody said that he screwed anything up or anything. So I guess he did fine.
Park lawn.
But Steve Harvey's kind of a big deal, right?
Steve Harvey is got an empire.
Yeah,
he is the black straight Ellen at this point.
He has bacon. He has his own microwavable bacon.
I know.
Yeah.
He's got a radio show. He's got 14 TV shows.
He does. He's on everything. He's busier than Ryan Seacrest.
He has a sex tape.
He does. Several of them.
Here's hoping, at least.
But anyway.
Ryan Seacrest,
no,
did you say?
No, I didn't say that. What do you think it's like, Matt, for somebody like on Steve Harvey's level when somebody don't know who he is? Especially if he's hosting a beauty pageant and one of the contestants in the beauty pageant don't even know who he is or his name is.
Did she say that she loved him in Good Burger?
No.
Okay.
No. She thought his name was Harvey.
Oh.
It's Miss Thailand and Steve Harvey. Here you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Harvey.
You've earned a master's degree in marketing, worked as a model, and recorded an album. So what's next on your list to do?
Well, Harvey, hopefully to receive the great honor to become the next Miss Universe.
What the hell is you calling me?
Who are you talking about, Ellenberg? You know who that is.
I know. Maybe you took it as, you know, a last name address.
Harvey?
What's up, Harvey?
Well, Harvey. Thanks, Harvey.
He don't look like a Harvey, does he? Ooh.
He looks like a Muppet since he shaved his head.
Yeah.
You think she wouldn't say Cedric? She'd call him the entertainer?
He should have asked her what the capital of her country was and then hit her in the crotch.
Oh, God. Or this horse bit me.
Gotcha. Gotcha. who won, though? Who was the big winner?
Miss South Africa.
Oh.
Yep, Miss South Africa. Her name's Lee something or other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't figure anybody really cares, you know?
Yeah.
They had clothes on.
Oh.
Sorry. I closed down when he said that.
Yeah.
Is she white?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought about that the other day. I heard someone, it was actually this business seminar thing, and it was like this guy is coming to speak, and he's like the biggest entrepreneur from South Africa.
Elon Musk?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Is he from South Africa?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, but my point, though, is that now this guy lives in Miami, so here's my question.
He's bigger entrepreneur than Elon Musk?
Well, maybe he wasn't bigger than Elon, but the point here is that he lives in Miami now, so is he African-American?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's white!
No, Trevor Noah has a great bit on this. Yeah, one of his stand-up specials. He has a great bit on this. Yeah, absolutely.
So he is?
Because he's from South Africa, and he's mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's biracial, I guess.
I see.
Might be trying.
We're all mixed, buddy.
Yeah. But
don't know what to do.
He has a really great bit on that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering.
I mean, if you're from South Africa. And
you're African-American.
Elon Musk, if he is a citizen here, he's African-American.
Right.
South African American.
Yes.
I'm cool in South Africa.
Here she is, by the way, Miss South Africa. South Africa.
Oh, welcome to Miami.
She's darling.
Yes, she is. You want another clip?
Yes.
How about, this is a simple here. This is a news report from Little Rock, our friends at KARK, Kark.
Oh, man. Yep. That's unfortunate.
Yep. That's Kark 4, Little Rock, Arkansas. This is just a news report about some people naming their baby. Here you go.
Justin and Jordan Garten live in Fort Smith, and they're huge fans of Olive Garden. They've also bought the Never Ending Pasta Pass to save money there. And their love for this restaurant chain endures. They're expecting a baby girl next month, and with the last name Garten, they're having some fun. Their daughter's name will be Olivia. Olivia Garten, after their favorite restaurant. A spokesperson for the company says they've even sent a little surprise to the Gartens and plan to send food and gifts when Olivia arrives.
Well, I guess my next kid is going to be Vagina Ellenberg.
Golly.
Shoot.
That's disgusting.
There's a name.
Taken.
Junior.
Keep going. I'll be senior. God,
so, these people, like... All right, they got pregnant, and then they decided, you know what? I bet we can get some free food out of this.
I know.
I mean, but now you're going to have a kid just getting, like,
just
lambasted from now on, especially if she grows up overweight.
Shoot.
Never in a pasta pass, it could happen.
Hall's Chop Palace Harris. That's where I would have. I'd go high level. You know what I mean? Olive Garten.
There'll be a little Ruth's Chris Neal running around soon.
Somebody got to pick Ham House. That just sounds good.
Tommy's Ham House Ellenberg. Hey. I like it.
There you go.
But it's not really. It's Olivia. They should just went Olive Garten.
Uh-huh.
Olive Garten.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Great picture.
Yeah.
Did you see my snap?
Yeah. Well, you know.
So sad, man.
I was at the red light. I took a picture.
No, you know Jerry and Linda, the suckers, Big P1s from Welford?
Yes.
Their favorite restaurant's The Clock, brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wow. That would be bad for that child, man.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Chili cheeseburger sucker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 You open?
Throwing touchdowns.
They're a little Olivia Garten.
Will be that's along cute.
Next month.
That's cute.
Thanks to Kark for that news report.
Kark.
Hear your news first. Listen to Kark.
This next clip involves Weird Al Yankovic. But don't change the channel yet. Give it a sec. Is it a new album? Dr. Demento covered in punk. It's Dr. Demento covered in punk.
Is that the guy that did the fart songs?
Dr. Demento is where Weird Al got his start. He used to play comedy songs on late night syndicated radio.
Oh.
One of Bart Simpson's two mortal enemies along with Sideshow Bob.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know why. There's no backstory.
Well, you don't know why?
No, there's no backstory to why Bart and Dr. Demento don't get along, but they're mortal enemies.
You should fan fiction something up about that.
So... Weird Al got his start from Dr. Demento, so he appears on this Dr. Demento covered in punk album playing a Ramones song, and he doesn't make it funny or rewrite it. He just does a cover.
Okay, here it is.
Give it a shot.
Beat on the brat, beat on the brat, beat on the brat with a baseball bat. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Accordion solo. Yeah.
What can you do? What can you do? With a black light that's always on your back. What can you do?
I hate it.
What can you do?
Play eat it.
What can you do?
With a black light that's you want to hear White and Nerdy?
Yes, White and Nerdy. That's my favorite. So that's him, like that's how Weird Al really sings.
Yeah, it's just him doing a straight-up cover of the Ramones, a little bit of accordion in it, because that's what he plays.
Because I'm fat. I hated when that song came out.
I know, man.
God, I hated when that song came out. I felt like when I was at Skateland USA in Berea as a kid and that song came on, I thought it was the DJ being a dickhead.
Yeah.
I really did.
That was his name.
Yeah.
DJ Dickhead.
Right here.
No, there's that. You know, one of my missions in life is to make sure the Ramones are not forgotten because the entire original lineup is dead now.
Yeah.
So eventually they will be forgotten, and I don't hear very much about them anymore. Matter of fact, the only person I ever talk about the Ramones with is you, Matt Man.
Right.
I don't really know anybody else who still cherishes the Ramones outside of the two of us.
I love them.
Jeff.
And we're from here.
What? Yeah.
Jeff loves Razor.
Razor Ramon. That's true.
Why was there never a Razor Ramon? That's great.
Jeff, do a Ramon song as Razor Ramon.
Yes!
Hey, yo, 24 hours ago. Yeah, I want to be sedated.
Yeah, he's usually sounding sedated.
Yo. Let's go.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you. That's your way out of this town, Jeff.
All right, y'all.
That's perfect.
Let's go. A cover group called the Razor Ramones, and we all wear like
gold
little,
chains,
little purple underwears and vests with no shirts on,
mullets,
gold chains, really and toothpicks, cute. And we sing Ramones songs.
We have alcohol problems too.
Yes. Put that on. Okay. I love it. Half of us are ready.
Fat Boy can be DD if you know what he used to do on street corners in Queens.
Right. Now that was DP.
No, it was DD Ramone.
DP yoga.
Apparently,
full circle.
Apparently, heroin's a hell of a drug.
Oh, boy.
But,
oh, that's fun.
final clip. This comes to you from Waffle House somewhere in Florida. Mm. This couple goes into a Waffle House in Florida, and there was a creature dead in their water glass. It's in the cup. Somebody filled it up with drink and takes it to the table, puts it down. Didn't notice on the walk to the table that there was a dead animal in the cup.
A creature?
A dead animal of some sort in the water glass. What could it have been? Well, you'll find out right here when they tell the waitress. And the waitress's response is the best thing ever. Here you go.
Just so I have a copy of it.
Excuse me.
There's a frog in our drink.
A what?
A frog.
A frog?
Come look.
I don't know what the frick.
Look.
What the hell? Oh, my God. Oh, but I didn't drink so much. Yeah, so that's what I just got out
of
the ice.
Sorry about
that. A frog!
Yeah,
a frog!
A what?
A frog.
A frog!
A frog! Oh, man.
So that strikes me as being in the middle of Florida. That would be the country part of Florida based on the waitress's country accent.
Sanford, Florida, right there.
Maybe somewhere around there, right? Definitely in the center of the state, though.
A frog!
Oh, a frog! Great.
That's right. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's Florida. There's frogs all over the damn place.
Yeah.
You're in a swamp. Anyway, I'm 9. That's my best damn audio.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.